feel about today, Matt?
Yeah, it was a good solid day, and I needed it to hang around for the weekend. And you know, my goal starting the day was to get like 6, 7, or 8 under today. So I fell a little short of my goal, but played solid. One little hiccup at number 11, but otherwise struck it nicely and made a couple more putts today than I did yesterday, which helps. But yeah, it was a good one. It was a good one to get so I could play this weekend.
Hey, Steve, you played with Ryan and you played with Dylan today, and I couldn't help but think younger guys have won this tournament, watched the Wiley veteran find a way to grind it out. Did you find as a younger golfer that you learned from the bad days as well as the good days?
Oh yeah, for sure. You know, I can tell you the first PGA Tour event I played with and who I played with, and I watched him go about his business, and he was playing well at the time. And hey, you learn a lot from the guys who you're playing with. And yeah, it's just, you know, I mean, I've been around here a lot of times and I understand the golf course. I have a lot of confidence here on this golf course, so I've got that going for me in that regards. But you still got to hit the shots and you still got to make the putts. And I was able to do that a little bit today. But yeah, you can learn from the guys you're playing with, whether they're old or young. But the older you are, it seems like, you know, those guys are a little bit smarter in how they manage their game and attack the golf courses, and especially courses that they've played well at.
What's your management style for Saturday? Manager, well in the hunt?
Well, you know, just you got to go out there and try to make birdies. I mean, I'm a long ways from the lead. I'm 8 back as of now, I think, and or maybe 7 back. What's leading? 13. Yeah, so 7 back. So I got to go out and make something happen. You know, I got to shoot a really low one tomorrow or Sunday or both. So that's going to be my mentality, and hopefully I can hit it like I did today and make a few more putts. Thank you.
Like you had some interaction with Bobby out there and seeing the broadcast or something?
She was doing a PGA Tour live on the radio, I think. Yeah, so she had fun with that and enjoyed that a lot.
It looked like at one point you went over and said something to her or something?
Yeah, in the second hole there, they were just getting ready and started, and I knew she was nervous, so tried to break the attention for her a little bit. All right, guys. Oh, sorry.
Steve,
yep.
I was just going to ask you about, you know, your decision to come back here. How much did the 50th anniversary and so forth play into coming here instead of going to Omaha?
Yeah, a lot. It just made sense for me to come back here. This tournament has meant a lot to me over the years. It's a special place for me. You guys all know that. And, you know, it's hurt the last few times I haven't been able to come here. So it was really a no-brainer for me to come here. And, you know, I wish the two events were, you know, at different times. You know, I could have played both of them, but it is what it is. And but this is the spot for me to be this week.
How important is it for you to sort of maybe even meet and get to know some of these younger guys that I'm sure would like to be a part of your team in September?
Yeah, it's always that's part of the reason why I continue to play out here is because of the Ryder Cup and just making sure, even though there's not a lot of guys that you know, are going to be on the team from here, you know, but there are a couple guys here that I'm watching and paying attention to see how they play. And obviously the British Open next week, I'll have an interest in watching and seeing how the guys do over there. But yeah, anytime I can come out here and be around these young players and see them and, you know, I think it just helps.
After being in Wisconsin yesterday and talking to some of the people up there, they say it sounds like you might get to play for a capacity house
yeah.
in September. Is that what you've been told? And if so, does it make you even feel better that it got pushed back a year so you could have maybe 35,000 people a day?
Yeah, for sure. That's all indications are pointing towards that so far, you know, unless something, you know, major happens from here till then. But you know, all these things are kind of opening up. You know, the Brewers are playing at full capacity in a stadium. So why shouldn't we be able to do that outside on a golf course? So, yeah, all things are pointing in that direction.